Rejoice and be glad, for this is the day crafted by the Lord Himself. Today, as I intercede in prayer against familiar spirit, remember that God has endowed you with the spirit of sound mind, power, and love. Any other spirit resembling these is not of God. In the comments below, affirm your faith by typing, I declare in the name of Jesus that every spirit not planted by my Father in my life is uprooted. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 21 to 22, the Lord said, test all things. And so I begin by saying that I would pray that you shall have the ability to discern that which is familiar spirit in the name of Jesus. Let me pause here and ask that you like the video, because by doing so, we get to others to know that the prayer you are listening to is doing you good. I would also like to take a time out to welcome those here for the first time. You are here for a reason. It was not a coincidence. The Lord wants to do a new thing in your life. He wants to prosper you in every aspect of your life, lacking nothing, which is why He sent His Son. I would also like that you subscribe to this channel so that you will be notified of more prayers on this channel. Thank you. So let's pray. As I come before the throne of grace on your behalf in the name of Jesus, I stand on the wisdom of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 21 to 22, which urges us to test all things. Hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. In the spirit of discernment and vigilance, I lift you up in prayer. Recognizing the challenges posed by familiar spirits seeking to deceive and harm you, I acknowledge God's sovereignty over every spiritual realm, and I come boldly before the throne of grace, covered by the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus. And in the authority of Christ, I rebuke any familiar spirit that may be attempting to gain access to your life. God's word instructs us to test all spirit, and I pray for your discernment to recognize and reject any deceptive influences. The word of God in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 cautions us to be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And therefore I declare in the name of Jesus that you are under God's protection continually. You will be clothed in the full armor of God, standing firm against the schemes of the enemy. I pray for your mind to be clear and vigilant, guarded by the truth of the word. Let the light of God's presence dispel any darkness that seeks to infiltrate your thoughts or emotions. I bind and break any attempts by familiar spirits to confuse or distort your understanding of God's word. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I command every deceptive spirit to leave your presence now in the name of Jesus, as I nullify their influence and render powerless any scheme they may have devised. The word of God assures me to assure you that greater is He who is in you than he that is in the world. I declare this truth over your life, knowing that God's power far surpasses any attempts by familiar spirit to deceive you. And I pray the Lord grants you a discerning spirit to test the motives and influences around you. May you hold fast to that which is good and reject every form of evil. I pray for a spirit of wisdom and revelation to rest upon you, enabling you to see beyond the surface and discern the spiritual realities at play. I specifically rebuke any spirit that may be masquerading as an angel of light, seeking to deceive you. Let the discernment of the Holy Spirit pierce through any illusions or false appearances in your life. May the truth of the word of God be a lamp unto your feet, guiding you away from every snare by the enemy. I ask for a hedge of protection around your spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. May the Lord's angels encamp around you as I revoke their presence to guard you from every spiritual attack or influences that may seek to harm you. I pray for your mind to be renewed daily by the washing of God's word, making you to meditate in God's truth day and night, finding strength and comfort in the promises God has given you. May your thoughts align with God's thoughts, and your heart be guarded by the peace that surpasses every human understanding. And as you walk in the light of God's truth, I declare that darkness has no place in your life. I pray for a spirit of victory and resilience, knowing that through Christ you are more than a conqueror. I pray you walk in the freedom and authority granted by the finished work of Jesus on the cross. May the Lord fill your heart with his love and grace, casting out any fear and anxiety that may be stirred by the enemy. I pray you be rooted and grounded in God's love, finding security in the knowledge that nothing can separate you from God's love. I thank the Lord for his faithfulness and the assurance that his eyes are upon you. I trust that his angels are at work, securing your path and guiding you away from harm. May your life be a testament to God's deliverance and the victory found in Jesus Christ. Beloved, I pray, as I am guided by the wisdom found in Acts chapter 16, verses 16 to 18, where Paul confronted a woman with the spirit of divination. The discernment displayed by Paul in that moment serves as a beacon for us, empowering us to address familiar spirits that may attempt to deceive or disrupt our lives. And so I lift you before God, acknowledging the spiritual battles that may be taking place. God's word cautions against seeking mediums and spiritists. And I pray that you be alert to the subtle whispers of familiar spirits. As Paul rebuked the spirit in the name of Jesus, I declare that any familiar spirit attempting to interfere with your journey, flee at the sound of God's powerful name, Jesus. I rebuke every deceptive spirit, every attempt to mislead or distract you. And I command these spirits to leave your presence in the authority of Jesus Christ. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 19, we are reminded not to turn to mediums and spiritists, but to inquire of God. I pray, beloved, that you turn to God in times of uncertainty, seeking God's guidance and wisdom. I pray that you trust solely in God, recognizing that his ways are higher and his understanding surpasses all. May the Lord grant you the strength to resist any allure or temptation presented by a familiar spirit. I pray for a spirit of discernment that goes beyond what is seen or heard, allowing you to recognize the true nature of any spiritual influence. God's word encourages us to test the spirit, and I ask that God's guidance is discerning what is aligned with his truth in your life. I pray for a renewed mind for you, one that is anchored in the word of God and guarded against any infiltration by deceptive spirits. May your thoughts be captive to the obedience of Christ, and let the light of God's truth dispel any darkness that seeks to linger. May the Lord surround you with his protective presence, assuring you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I declare that an edge is already created as a protection, guarding your heart, mind, and spirit from the influence of familiar spirits. In moments of confusion, beloved, and uncertainty, may God's peace that surpasses understanding fill your heart. I pray you find solace in his presence and assurance in the unchanging nature of his love. I pray against any spirit of fear or anxiety, replacing it with the peace that comes from God, who is in control. I lift you up spiritually, that you will continually be discerning as you seek God's face in prayers, even in your closets. God's will be done in your life as he illuminates the path of righteousness, his spirit guiding you, providing clarity and understanding to discern between what is of God and what is of the enemy. I declare that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this great and marvelous victory that you have given us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We are grateful for the dawn of a new day, acknowledging God's fresh mercies. Today, my prayers are focused on your deliverance. Psalm 107 verse 6 affirms, "When they cried out in their trouble, the Lord delivered them from distress." I want you in the comment section, declare this. I will call on the Lord and he will deliver me. His attentiveness is my assurance. If you have written that, I want you to listen to me. Remember, God is a constant, ever-present help. always ready to bring deliverance into every aspect of your life. Before we pray, just take a pause. I'd like you to like the video, because by doing so, we get to others knowing that the prayer you're listening to is doing you good. I will also like to take a time out to welcome those here for the first time. You are here for a reason. It was not a coincidence. The Lord wants you to be out of poverty. He wants to prosper you in every aspect of your life, lacking nothing, which is why He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. I would also like that you subscribe to this channel so that you will be notified of more prayers on this channel. Welcome once again. So let's pray. Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, with gratitude of heart, we thank you for the access in the name of Jesus. Father, my heart is anchored in the steadfast promises of your loving and merciful kindness towards us. The Psalms remind us that when we cry out in our distress, you hear and deliver. And so, Lord, I pray for everyone that has joined in an agreement with me. I invoke the powerful assurance found in the book of Psalm 107 verse 6 and Psalm 50 verse 15 as I lift every one of them before you, knowing that your ears are attentive to the cry of your children. And so, Lord, in the time of distress, when the weight of burdens feel overwhelming, your word declares, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and it delivered them from their distress. Today, I join my voice with you, crying out for deliverance from any distressing situation, be it physical, emotional, or spiritual over your life. I stand on the promise that God is the God who rescues and redeems. God's love is a beacon of hope, and in the face of challenges, we trust Him for unfailing mercy. As you navigate through the complexities of life, I pray that His delivering power becomes a tangible reality, lifting you from every pit of despair. In Psalm 50:15, God's word declares, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. As you call upon God's name, acknowledging the truth that deliverance comes from Him alone, I humbly submit the troubles and challenges you face today, knowing that God is not only able but willing to deliver according to God's perfect will. I pray for a revelation of God's presence in the midst of your circumstances. I pray for you that you will feel God's comforting embrace, assuring you that He is God that is near. As you look for deliverance, may He grant you a deep sense of peace that surpasses understanding of human beings. Make His Spirit minister to your soul, bringing calm to the storm within, in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke any forces of darkness that may seek to hinder your journey. In the name of Jesus, I break every chain that binds and every yoke that oppresses you. John 8:36 declares, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I pray for a profound experience of freedom in every area where you long to be liberated. As you seek deliverance, I lift up areas of your life that need healing, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. God is a God who heals. I pray for His restoring touch to flow through your entire being. May your heart be healed from wounds, and may your spirit be revitalized by the transforming power of His love. In moments of weakness or discouragement, let His word be a source of strength for you. May the Holy Spirit remind you of the promises that declare victory and triumph in His word, as I pray that you will stand firm in faith, knowing that God is faithful to fulfill His word. I pray that God in His mercy grants you discernment to recognize any influences that may be contrary to His will in your life. May He illuminate the path of righteousness and guide you away from every and any snare set by the enemy. His word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, according to Psalm 190 verse 105. And I pray that you trust in God's guidance as I thank him for his attentive ear and his unfailing love over you. As you experience God's deliverance, may you respond with a heart full of gratitude, giving honor and praise to his holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm drawn to the comforting words of your word in Psalm 40 verses 1 to 3, where the psalmist declares, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on the rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to God. These verses resonate with the promise of God's deliverance. And Lord God, we hold on to these promises and we declare that they are true in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come before you again and again on behalf of your children, acknowledging the challenges that may be facing. Your word assures us that those who wait patiently for you will experience your deliverance. And so I pray that in your waiting, beloved, you would find strength and hope in God's unfailing love, just as the psalmist describes being lifted out of the slimy pit. I pray for your deliverance from any situation that feels like a pit of despair, whether it be emotional turmoil, physical affliction, or spiritual bondage. I trust in God's mercy to lift you out and set your feet on solid ground. In the name of Jesus, and I rebuke any force that seeks to keep you in the mud and mire of hardship. God's word declares that he hears your cries, and I lift up your cries for deliverance to God's attentive ears. May you experience the assurance that God is near, ready to rescue and provide a firm foundation for you. I pray for a renewed spirit within you, as the psalmist testifies to the new song being placed in his mouth. I ask for a fresh outpouring of God's joy and praise. May it replace any heaviness or sorrow with a melody of gratitude and celebration in the name of Jesus. Also pray your heart be filled with the harmonies of God's faithfulness and grace in the journey towards deliverance. May the Lord grant you the patience to wait upon him, knowing that his timing is perfect. May he strengthen your faith as you navigate through challenges, and let the hope of deliverance be a beacon that lights your path. May you find solace in the truth that God's promises are steadfast and unwavering. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 reminds us, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Beloved, I declare freedom over your life through the finished work of Christ, breaking every yoke of bondage and every chain that seeks to hinder your walk. Let the liberty found in Christ be your portion, enabling you to stand firm against any oppression. I pray specifically against any form of spiritual, emotional, or physical bondage that may be restricting your life. By the authority given in the name of Jesus, I break and nullify every stronghold that attempts to hold you captive. God's word assures us that with where his spirit is, there is freedom. And I invite the spirit of God to bring liberty to every area of your life. I pray for the release of God's healing touch upon you. May it mend any wounds, soothe any pain, and bring restoration in every area. As you walk in the freedom secured by Christ, let your testimony be a beacon of hope to others who are seeking deliverance. In moments of weariness, may you find refuge in God's presence. I pray you draw strength from the well of God's love, knowing that in God you find sanctuary and solace. May you experience the peace that surpasses understanding, guarding your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you. You are a faithful God, and we trust that you will actively work in everyone's life that has agreed with me in this prayer, bringing about deliverance and ushering a season of joy and praise. And I pray over you that your testimony will reflect God's glory and the transformative power of his love. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, I pray. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before your presence with a heart filled with trust and confidence. knowing that in your presence we'll find refuge and victory. As I lift everyone up unto you, Lord, I am reminded of the assurance that is found in your word in Psalm 34 verse 7 that says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them." And so, Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice for their deliverance from any limitations or challenges imposed by the workings of witchcraft. I declare with unwavering faith that God's angels encamp around you. Let the heavenly host be a shield of protection, guarding you from any influence or harm orchestrated by forces of darkness. May you find solace in the knowledge of that God's divine protection is a fortress that cannot be penetrated by any form of witchcraft or malevolent schemes. In the authority of Colossians chapter 2 verse 15, I proclaim victory over every spiritual force that may seek to limit your potential or hinder your journey. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, God made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So I declare, the cross of Jesus Christ is the ultimate triumph over every form of witchcraft, breaking its power and influence over your life, as I rebuke and nullify any curses, spells, or enchantments that may have been directed towards you. In the name of Jesus, I break the chains of limitations and declare freedom over your life. God's word promises in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I pray, beloved, that you experience the liberating freedom that comes from God's grace in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord grant you discernment to recognize any subtle workings of the enemy. May you be sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, guiding you away from any parts that lead to harm. May God's word illuminate your way, and I pray that your steps are ordered by God's divine wisdom. I plead the blood of Jesus over every aspect of your life, over your mind, heart, body, and spirit. May the precious blood be a powerful shield over you, and I pray that it forms an impenetrable barrier against any negative influences in your life. I pray that you are covered by God's precious blood, experiencing the cleansing and the protective power that comes from being washed in the redemption of Christ. I also pray for your emotional and mental being. May God's peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard your heart and mind in Christ, as promised in Philippians chapter 4 verse 7, replacing any anxiety or fear with the assurance of his love and the knowledge that you are securely held in his hands. I lift up those who may be involved in practices of witchcraft. Lord God Almighty, let mercy speak. Soften their hearts, open their eyes to the truth of your gospel, and lead them to repentance. Father, I thank you for your faithfulness and the assurance that your word brings. May they walk in the freedom and victory that you have provided them through the cross. In Jesus' powerful and victorious name, Lord, I also lift up everyone again, reminding you, Lord, of your word. In the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3, your word declares, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one." Beloved, I pray for you that you find strength in the unwavering faithfulness of our Lord, knowing that his protective hand is upon you. I ask that God will continually be with you, acknowledging his sovereignty over all things. In the face of any perceived limitations brought about by witchcraft of dark forces, I stand firm on God's promises in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3. May the Lord strengthen your spirit and fortify your resolve against any form of oppression. May his faithfulness be your refuge, and may you trust in his sustaining power. Psalm 18 verse 2 says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold." I speak over your life. May you seek refuge in God, the unshakable rock and fortress. In the face of any attempts to impose limitations through witchcraft over your life, I declare that you would find solace in God's mighty deliverance. May the Lord be your shield and the source of salvation, an impenetrable stronghold against any schemes. I come against any binding limitations or spells that may be directed towards you. By the authority given in the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement as we break, nullify the power of any enchantments or hexes. The word of God assures us that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And so in the name of Jesus, I declare freedom over every and any witchcraft limitations. For the blood of Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. I envelop you in the armor of God's light and truth, as mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 11 to 12. May you stand firm against the devil's schemes, recognizing that the battle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil. Let the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit be your armor in the spiritual warfare. I ask for the discernment and wisdom for you to recognize any signs of malevolent influences. May you be filled with the Holy Spirit, who guides into all truth and reveals the schemes of the enemy to men, eliminating any hidden snares and empowering you to walk in the light of His truth. I pray that God's angels encamp about you and around you, fulfilling the promise of Psalm 34 verse 7. Let these heavenly beings guard you against any spiritual attacks or limitations orchestrated by the enemy. May the Lord's angelic protection around you as a shield, ensuring your safety and well-being. And in time of weariness or doubt, I pray you find strength in God's presence. May you draw near to God, experiencing the peace that surpasses all understanding. And may the Lord grant you assurance that with Him as the stronghold, no limitations formed against you can prevail in Jesus' name. I declare victory for you over any witchcraft limitations. May you continue to work in the freedom and authority granted by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' powerful and victorious name we pray. Amen. Please subscribe to this channel, and God bless you as you do so.